Today we hear from 14-year-old Mark Delgado. He didn't have to go far to report this story. It takes place at his own home. Mark lives in Washington Heights with his mother and a sister who is severely disabled.
Every day around 2:30, my sister Candy is dropped off in front of our house after school.
We hit a bus. Now she just got off the lift. She's rolling off. Hi, Candy.
Like many 13-year-olds, she takes the school bus, but Candy is not your typical 13-year-old. See, Candy has trisomy 13. Trisomy 13 is easy to understand. It's a mild to severe form of mental retardation, somewhat like Down syndrome. Most people have two copies of the 13th chromosome, but Candy has three. The doctors call it a chromosomal abnormality that unbalances her bodily functions. She cannot walk or talk. Candy has the body of a 13-year-old, but the mind capacity of a 2-year-old. Since she can't talk, my mom and I have to figure out what she wants by listening to the sound she makes and interpreting her gestures.
If she sees you when you come in, say from school, she'll reach for you and grab your head. You know, that means, hi, I love you, how are you? I haven't seen you, what you doing? That's what all of that means. When you play music, as you can see, she lays in her bed or sit in the chair and she smiles.
This is the song I wrote for my sister. Because she always listens to me play music, and I can see that she comprehends, because, you know, she'll sit there, she'll be quiet sometimes. You can tell that she's actually listening to what you're playing. So sometimes you think that she knows.
Trisomy 13 is hereditary and usually skips a generation. No one else in my immediate family has had it, but mom says my great uncle on my father's side also had trisomy 13.
In Puerto Rico, he died at 7 years old. He never walked or talked, just like Candace. No one ever knew about it no one ever spoke about it until Candace was born.
Most people with trisomy 13 don't even live that long.
98% do not live beyond 2. 2% do live beyond 2. So the chances were very low that Candace would live beyond 2 years old. That really was heartbreaking.
Although my mother is happy now, 13 years ago, when Candy was born, she was scared.
I was, you know, depressed a little that my little girl was not healthy, not normal. And that was even before I understood the extent of the disorder. Most of the children with trisomy 13 die of a major organ failure, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys. So anytime there's sickness, the concern is, well, you know, is this going to be the organ that fails? Is this going to be the thing that takes her away from you? You just don't know.
Candy has survived 11 years longer than the experts expected. But from the very beginning, Mom made it clear that she wanted her daughter to live.
We did have one very callous doctor say, well, did we really want to perform the surgery? Or if we wanted to let nature take its course? In essence, he offered to allow Candace to die. and I was so stunned and angry. I was just torn apart. Okay, sweetie.
I don't take my sister for granted. I could have been born that way myself. So I help out every way that I can. Mom feeds her and changes the diapers, but I do most of the lifting because Mom has tendonitis in her wrist. I've learned a lot about love and commitment from Mom. This poem that she wrote for Candy says it all.
My baby girl wears pretty dresses and a soft bow, yet to play hopscotch and jump rope, her feet will never know. My baby girl's room is full of toys, yet the fun to her they won't bring as to other little girls and boys. Dresses just sit and toys just lay, because my baby girl's mind can't learn to play.
For WNYC and the Harlem Radio and Photography Project, I'm Mark Delgado III.